Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we are going to have Pastor Artur Pavlovsky and David Pavlovsky. They were arrested just a couple days ago by the Canadian police because of the dictator out there, Justin Trudeau. And we're going to have him online with us in just a couple minutes to kind of give us an update as to what's transpiring there in Canada. Because, friends, what you need to understand is what happens in Canada then happens in America. Matter of fact, it was probably 15 years ago I warned the American people about the gay agenda here. And, of course, I was laughed at, and, of course, I was called a bigot and a hater and everything else that comes with these reprobates. And with that said, I even had people that called themselves conservatives, the president of the Family Association here in Minnesota, and he said that gay marriage would never become legal in this country, which it isn't. It's policy, not law, because it contradicts God's moral law, which keeps us free, 2 Corinthians 3:17, just for the record. But I remember when I was warning, I brought a guy out on the radio, on Salem Communications during that time, from Canada, who warned Americans that, listen, if you don't take heed to what's going on here in Canada, because a human rights commission was set up to basically take him down, he said that it's going to happen in America. And of course, again, as I said, I was laughed at, and I was called a bigot because I said that the end of the gay agenda here is our kids. And of course, they wanted to denounce that, although we've seen Barack Obama appoint during that particular time homosexuals, transgenders, and lesbians, sodomites in short, Leviticus 18, 22, 2013, Romans 1, 24, and 30 different references condemning the act of homosexuality in the Bible. And with that, we also know that he appointed Kevin Jennings, who was his icon was Harry Hay from an organization called NAMBLA, North American Man Boy Love Association, which was supposed to be monitored by the FBI in the United States. But Kevin Jennings, who was the head of the GLBT in his particular state, GLSEN, forgive me, his icon was Harry Hay from NAMBLA, and it was their slogan during gay pride parades, sex before eight, before it was too late. And again, of course, I was laughed at. He's also the guy, Kevin Jennings, who said he was appointed czar, unconstitutional once again, but the American people gave him a pass. But he's also the one that said bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle. And then what we've seen, friends, while it was happening in Canada, we've seen in close pursuit in the United States of America, they were doing the same things here, little by little, incrementally, to get us to the point as to where Canada was. And I told the people, that's all you have to do is look to Canada. What's the first thing they did? They overlooked God and their nation's preamble. And the first thing the homosexuals did when they felt that they had now the right to go ahead and attack whoever said they would, they attacked the church and they told pastors that you're going to marry men and you're going to marry women that want to marry each other. And if you don't do so, then we're going to come after you. We're going to get your church shut down. We're going to get you to the point where you have no license from the government to be in the church as an overseer any longer. Well, that was the first thing they did. The second thing they did was attack homeschoolers, the Sodomites did there. And the Sodomites wanted to make sure that parents didn't no longer teach their children that homosexuality or sodomy was an abomination in the sight of God, because that's how Scripture makes it clear. It's not sin, it's an abomination. And then the third thing they did in Canada is they wanted to lower the age of anal consent from 16 years old to 14 years old. Now, what are they doing in America? Just wanted to hear it from everybody. Come on, let's say it in unison. Bradley, you're exactly right. Bradley, what you said 15 years ago is exactly what's happening in America today. Well, we're that far. Now we have Artur Pavlovsky and his brother David that are being arrested for standing up against the tyranny in Canada. And who's attacking him? Listen to this carefully. A Muslim sodomite mayor that zeroing in on him. What's happening in America, friends? Just to show you that what happens in Canada, just give it a little time in America, because we're nudging up against what's happening there, what's transpiring there in Canada, friends. Well, we have Muslims coming in, right, through as the American people in the 330 million ratio stand back and let their government allow illegals to come into America, even going so far as to allure them in through a welfare system. State stealing your tax dollars, alluring those people to come into the United States of America without vetting them, because they could care less, friends, if they're coming in to assimilate or to conquer. As a matter of fact, they prefer those that are conquering. This is the judgment of God, by the way. Again, just for the record. So what are we seeing? Well, we see the Muslims on the heels of who in America? The homosexuals, the sodomites. What do? They play the victim as they perpetuate the crime. Who are they zeroing in on at the end of the day, friends? The professed Christians, right? Just like in Canada. So give it a little time. Stand down when you should stand up, Americans, because you can rest assured what's happening to our friend Artur Pavlovsky and David, his brother, being arrested for defying unconstitutional orders in Canada, is coming to America. You better rest assured. Friends, I knew nobody else in the United States of America during this whole pandemic over the last 13, 14 months that was out preaching the way that this ministry stayed the course. Not a one. Not a one, friends. And the fact of the matter is, and I'm not trying to be an exclusive, but I am telling you that we will not submit to anybody outside of that which law that God has established in this country that keeps us free. Period. Not going to do it. Okay? Read the Decalogue. Read the Torah. Because that's where you're going to find out where our freedoms are in Him. And by the way, for all of you biblically illiterates, make distinction between ceremonial law and moral law for your own good. By the way, if you want to check us out, friends, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You want to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, and when you go over there, you'll find 10 to 15 articles combating the lies in the mainstream media. And you will find on the right side social media platforms even now. Both morning show with Tim Brown and afternoon show with myself. You can also jump over to beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page, top left, refreshing it for those that are in social media platforms even now. Again, go over to beforeitsnews.com. Going back to sonsoflibertymedia.com, don't forget to subscribe. You can also go over to radio. You can also go over to our blogs. You can go to our store. Do consider supporting this ministry to keep us out there in the face of what very far and few between are willing to do when they should be doing it. Folks, we're going to come right back on the other side, and we are going to bring up our friend Artur Pavlovsky. I don't know that David's going to be with him, but friends, they were just arrested just a couple days ago in Canada for standing in the face of tyranny in their prospective country. And again, friends, we better wake up as to what's going on here in Canada, friends, so it doesn't come to here in America. And we need to help our brothers across the globe and understand what they're going through in the process. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty Media.com. I have a couple of friends over at 1360 KHNC AM that I believe are selling a product for the good of the people that they are serving. It is called My Kind CBD. It's a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides. It is completely organic with no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. The prices are the best in the country. Friends, go over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page and support My Kind CBD. Order today.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, you can book us there, or go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, our media resource page, also our social media platforms. Go ahead and subscribe to that page. Click us on the right side of the page and join us on Top Chat, or go over to beforeitsnews.com. Same exact thing there, friends. Same exact thing there. Beforeitsnews.com as well. If you'd like to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, John 14:6, 1 Timothy 2:5. We go over to Acts 4:12, 1 Corinthians 11:1. The list goes on. Go to Exodus, the first commandment. You understand. Without further ado, friends, what we want to do is pull our friend up, Artur Pavlovsky, and get updated as to what's transpiring out there in Canada. We just had him on about a week and a half ago. He was sharing with us how he was being assailed by the local authorities, breaking into his church services, and he took a stand, and he basically went out there and called them for who they were. And now here we are, just a week and a half later, and they were arrested, both Artur and his brother David. And we want to know what's going on, because we want to be a part of helping them concerning those that are on the other side of the border from the United States of America, namely in Canada. So welcome to the show, Artur. I appreciate you jumping on with such short notice again, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, do you want to go ahead, Artur, and just kind of give us this? This news went quick. I mean, especially in our social media platforms when this arrest took place concerning you and your brother, it went real quick, and everybody knew of it in short order. And obviously when this happened, I reached out to you right away because I wanted to see what was going on and see if there was anything that we could do for you concerning what was going on in Canada. So can you kind of give the listeners a little bit of a download as to how this all transpired from the very beginning to where we're at today?
Yeah, so Saturday morning, a SWAT team shows up at our church, and they did not enter. The doors were open. They could come. I was inside the full-blown church service. We were worshiping, and I was delivering a message. And they dropped the package on the floor. They didn't give it to anyone, just dropped it on the floor, and they left. And I look at them, I said, oh, so they're not going to come inside. Okay, that's good. They left. And we finished the service. We went to the car. People left, to their homes. And we were driving back home. And in the middle of the busy highway, the police stopped us. And they came to the window and said, well, you're under arrest. And they turned to David. He was sitting in the back. And he says, you're under arrest as well. And I'm thinking, like, okay, what the charges? You know, I'm thinking to myself. We went out and we both got arrested. I was thrown in the back of the police van like a piece of meat, head down and feet up. I was threatened I'll be charged with assault if I kick a police officer. I don't know why would they even say something like that. I was not fitting. They could not fit me in the back of the van because there was a short version of the van and my feet were sticking out. And you know, it took a while for them to squeeze me into that place, head on the floor and my whole body up. And that's how I was transported to the police station, laying on my hands, handcuffed with extreme pain. They almost broke my arm. And that was a form of torture. 1 hour in that position, it was absolutely crazy. That's 4 or 5 days later. I still have tingling in my fingers from the handcuffs. I had bruises for 4 days. They really, really wanted to make sure that I would get the lesson, that they can do with me whatever they wish. We were taken to the Spy Hill detention center where we were being processed. And we were taken to two different cells with extremely powerful lights on concrete. We were not provided with any mattress, blanket, or pillow, nothing. We had to spend that whole day and a night on the ground, on the concrete bench, which after a while, you know, 1 hour is not a big deal. 2 hours is not a big deal. About 10 hours, you can't sit, you can't lay down, you're feeling the pain in every bone. So we walked around a lot, and the lights were never shut off for us, even though they did it for other inmates. They shut off their lights during the night so they could actually sleep. They didn't do that for us. We were deprived of sleep, another form of torture. They really wanted to make sure we understand that they can do with us whatever they want, that we are in their custody. And so that was the first part with the Nazis. And then the shift came, a change, another set of guards. And what a difference. The Staff Sergeant Campbell came, and he was very concerned the way we were treated by the previous group. And he asked if we need anything. He offered food. He offered a mattress, if it's possible. He says he will do his best to get something. He even offered me to do some walking around just to stretch myself a little bit and get out of this little cell. And, you know, that was very nice. And then Officer Daniels comes and he says, if I need anything, ask him for coffee. He went and he made coffee by himself. So two sets of people, evil, filled with vendetta, and then you've got, good human beings that are doing their job. They're not escalating the problem. They're diffusing the problem. Then we were taken to another place, to prison, where was hell. Another set of Gestapo. Right away, they told us how much they hate us. They were mocking us. The guy was raising his hands and he says, praise the Lord, you know, they all knew who we were and laughing at us and pointing finger and pointing at us. I were taken to this filthy cell. I mean, unbelievable. It looked like someone peed all over the place. You sat and you were, you know, stuck to this. It was sticky everywhere. And many people were going and coming, about 20, 30 people during that time. And, you know, I thought this whole craziness is about health. But if there was a virus, we all have it now because of the conditions
yeah.
of that place.
Yeah.
You know? And then we were, of course, not allowed to phone our lawyer. They told us, no, we can make a phone call. Yeah. Lawyers didn't know what happened to us. First, in Spy Hill, they were passing messages that they need to talk to us for 24 hours. No one told us that the lawyers are looking to talk to us. And then when we were taken to another place, to Riemann Center, we asked to make a phone call to tell the lawyers we had been transferred, and we were denied. I asked, my brother David asked, and he was denied as well. Then another shift came, and a night shift, again, a total different. Human beings, the staff surgeon comes and he says, or whatever his, you know, authority was, he was the boss. They call him the boss of that night shift. And he says, this is unacceptable how we were treated. Anything he can do, he says, this is not right. We have a right to our phone call. So he offered that to us. He asked if we need any food, if we need any water. He says he will do everything in his power to process us as quickly as he can so we can get a bed. However, he had a huge opposition from the upper ups, and he was not able to process us. He was not able to give us the bed. So instead, 3 in the morning, finally, he managed to get us a mattress, and we put it on the floor, on that filthy floor. And we were able to just lay down on the mattress, because I'm telling you, that was the second day of us being on the ground, on the concrete. It was extremely painful. So we are very grateful to those people for helping us. And then we were given a blue suit, and they took us to have a shower and, you know, treated us like humans again. 6 in the morning, we went off to court. Shackled like terrorists.
Yep.
We put shackle on our feet, handcuffs, of course, and then we were taken to the court where we waited hours to see the lawyers and the judge, and eventually judge ordered our release, which didn't happen. He said, I want those people quickly out of the custody, which was never done for that time. They took us back to the Riemann Center. And on the way back, they really wanted to make sure that we are getting the message that they own us. And they play this gangster and music, cursing and sex. And this is like the filthiest thing I've ever heard. Filthiest thing.
Yeah.
And we were taken with another woman. So my brother says, hey, don't you have any decency? There is a woman here and a pastor.
Artur, I got a hard break. I want to pull you over and ask you a couple questions concerning what's going on. I suspect that if you're anything like me, you're not going to let them go concerning how they treated you in that jail, to send the message back to them that you're not going to submit to their tyranny or their indecencies as to how they treated you and your brother. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back with Artur.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As gas shortages continue along the East Coast, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says the Biden administration is working around the clock to help get the Colonial Pipeline back online.
The president has directed us to bring all government resources to bear to help Colonial to resolve this.
Around 25% of gasoline stations in North Carolina have run out of fuel as of Wednesday morning, as states from New Jersey to Florida suffer from the gas outages. Arrests and detentions at the U.S.-Mexico border hit record levels in April, but fewer unaccompanied minors entered the United States illegally. Immigration arrests and detentions at the southern border last month rose by 3% from March to 178,622, the highest one-month total in 20 years. And you're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden continuing to sell his infrastructure plan to Republicans.
A group of six Republican senators are set to meet with President Biden on Thursday to discuss his $2.25 trillion infrastructure plan. West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Caputo will be a part of the meeting, and tells Fox News that in the wake of the cyber attack against the Colonial Pipeline, any infrastructure bill should prioritize protecting vital infrastructure from similar attacks.
So I think we got to prioritize this. I think this should be, we did this in the water bill that we passed 2 weeks ago, because remember there was an incident in Florida where somebody tried to get into the water system to taint it. And so we know that we put more cybersecurity money into our water systems in that bill. We need to do the same for all of our transportation and infrastructure packages.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Ellen DeGeneres announcing today she will end her daytime talk show after a nearly two-decade run that established the comedian as a TV icon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We are talking to our friend Artur Pavlovsky from Canada. We had him on the radio about a week and a half ago, and he was talking about how he was being harassed by Canada's Gestapo over there. And Americans, you can rest assured that this is coming into this country if it's not stopped now in Canada. And anyways, with that said, friends, just a couple days later, week and a half later, we have Artur with us, who's been arrested now. And Artur, I just got to say this, and I'm not trying to get weird on you, and only a spiritual man's going to get this, but I want to say to you that it's nice knowing I have an Artur Pavlovsky across the border from me, because there's very far and few between that are willing to take a stand, such as yourself. I am proud of you in a spiritual sense for what you are doing, my friend. And I think of what Paul said to us in Philippians 1, verse 12, where he said, "But I would have you understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out rather under the furtherance of the gospel, so that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palace and all the other places." And it's interesting what it says in verse 14, "And many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confident by your bonds, are much more bold to speak the word without fear." And I just have to tell you, that's exactly where I'm at right now. I will, by the grace of God, take the same stance that you, my friend, are taking in Canada right now, and we have proven it thousands of times in the United States of America. There are some people, namely those that are tyrants, that want to go ahead and test their steel. They want to go ahead and try the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to see if he really means what he says. And I just want to remind you, Artur, all politics aimed at the church, said George Whitefield, end in self-destruction. And it's exactly what they're doing now. And it tells us in the book of Colossians, had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. This is only a wake-up call to the church. And I, my friend, want you to know you have other people standing with you across not just the United States of America, but you can rest assured this is world news right now. And you have all eyes on you right now just to see as to how you're going to respond to what is in fact happening in Canada. So I'm honored to have you here, my friend.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Did you have a hearing with one of the local judges then before you were released, or how did that all transpire there?
Yes, we had to appear before the QB judge, Queen's Bench judge, which is a higher court, and he commanded them to release us, and we were taken back to our cell in Riemann, waiting for the order to come. However, it was not coming. Later on, I find out that they were playing a game, but they didn't want to release us. They wanted to hold on to us as long as they could. And even though the judge told them to release us quickly, it took until 7 p.m. when we were finally let go. However, we had a surprise. And, you know, people have been hearing me calling those people, calling the corruption and, you know, raising the voice, trying to awaken the people to this tyranny that we're seeing. But among all of this darkness, there is some light as well. And I want to mention the light. There were some very good people. Most of them are wicked and evil, but there are some really, really good people working there as well. And they presented us, I don't know who gave us that gift, but from someone within the jail system, they have given me and my brother David a gift, a red Bible. A red Bible for me, a red Bible for David. And it was so amazing. You know, when we got, I had tears in my eyes. Like, look at this. We are being persecuted here because of the Bible, and some people from here are presenting us with the Bible as a gift, and that was a really amazing touch. I'm very grateful that someone did that from within the jail system. And we were released outside, and someone came to pick us up, and they drove us back to the house, and we were followed by police and a helicopter. So I guess they wanted to make sure I'm not going to bomb places, do a terrorist attack. I don't know what those people are thinking. However, we were followed in the helicopter they hired to make sure that we are being tracked all the way to the house. And we are facing the court Thursday. They wanted to have the court on Friday. Now, normally if you go to court, it's like 2 years waiting time right now. But they want to make sure that they are going to use every power possible. The Premier of Alberta, Jason Kenney, came out publicly. He's all crush Pavlovskis. The Minister of Justice, Madhu, he says he's going to up the enforcement. And we are the enemy of the state, political prisoners.
Yep.
They want to make sure they're going to destroy us. They want to destroy us. So I need your prayers. We need your support. And someone was suggesting that perhaps Americans, you know what Americans can do? I tell you what you can do. You can support the fight, of course. You know, without funds, there's really nothing you can move these days. But you also can organize protests at the Canadian embassies, because that would be a international news, a politically powerful move, when people are now outside of Canadian embassies demanding human rights for Canadian clergymen. So, you know, that's what you can do.
Amen. Well, and I appreciate that. I want to ask you, too, what is it that they're threatening you with? What is it that you got arrested for? That's what we need to hear.
Well, that's the weirdest part of the story. I was not arrested for a lawful thing. They say that I am in contempt of court order that was never given to me, never presented to me, never read to me. I did not even see it when I was arrested. The police was there. They dropped something on the ground, but I was already officiating a church service. I was already in the middle of doing church. and I didn't have opportunity or a chance to read the court order. The police didn't come to me and say, Mr. Pawlowski, this is a court order for you. Please read it, because if you don't, you will be found in contempt of court order. I mean, that's what I would expect from a law-following officer, right, the agent of the court.
Right.
But that was never done to me. They dropped something on the ground and left.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I was arrested for contempt of court order that was never presented to me.
Yeah. How is your brother David doing? Or Dawood doing? I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's doing good. I mean, it was actually cool that we were there together. Because, yeah, at the beginning we were separated, but then we were reunited in another place in the fish tank. In that filthy place. So we had an opportunity to discuss different things, and we even played a little soccer game with balls that we made from toilet paper, and we made a game TikTok from toilet paper as well. And the guards hated it so much that when we were being taken to the court, they looked all over my suit. And they took all our balls and games and they threw them in the garbage. So can you imagine? And I said to him, why are you doing this? I mean, that's ridiculous. That's theft. You know, you're stealing my stuff and it's napkins. It's toilet paper.
Yeah.
But just to get to us, just to hurt us, just to,
yep.
It was personal vendetta. That's what it was.
Yeah. I'm curious as well. How's your congregants taking it at your local church there?
Well, I have amazing people in the church. They're really good. I don't want to put them in jeopardy. Anyone that will gather right now, the law, they made a law in the province of Alberta that protests are illegal, gatherings are illegal, any place that you want to organize anything, it's illegal. So I don't want to put them in jeopardy. I don't want, you know, massive arrests at this moment until we figure it out what is our next move. I'm waiting for the lawyers and their advice. I am, I want to play this smart. I don't want to be arrogant and proudful and just raw, whatever, I don't care. No, we need to see what's really going on, because if we have no law in the land, we have moved into a totalitarian dictatorship and they can start shooting us down. So we have to attack the order and the courts and why and what is happening, and for that, we need good lawyers, which we have right now.
Yeah.
We have two civil rights lawyers, and we have one criminal lawyer working on this case as we speak. So I'm waiting for them to give me instructions. I want to go and preach this Saturday. I don't know how it's going to look like.
Amen.
But I will never stop preaching. I mean, it doesn't matter what they do to me. I will preach in jail, or I'll preach on the streets, or I'll preach in the church. But how that is going to look like, I don't know at this moment, because the last thing I want is people being arrested and thrown in jail for half a year, because that's the penalty, half a year for contempt of court order, because they will effectively eliminate us from the fight. So I need to wait until the lawyers figured out the legality of this whole affair, how we can do this through the court system. For that, we need a political pressure. That's why I said that would be a great idea to start rallying people at the Canadian embassies in the state, because you still are allowed to protest. We are not allowed to protest anymore. The government declared very clearly anyone that protests is going to be jailed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously what's happening here is the government showing you who they really are. And it's interesting that, you know, the word terrorism, if you didn't know this or two, or it's defined out in Oxford's English original definition of the word terrorism, means government by intimidation. Now, they've revised that to mean just the exact opposite today. But here in America, our forefathers were called terrorists as well. I'm not going to by any means tell you what you need to do, but I can tell you this right now. Sir, you need to keep leading the way. You need to keep following the Christ and let the Lord take care of the fallout. Now, I know what your heart's desires are, but the fact of the matter is, Artur, you have the world watching you right now. And in the process of doing that, they're seeing what the government means to do and what, in fact, they are doing right now. And we have something in the ministry called where you go ahead and allow their cruelties to proceed, because the crueler they are to the likes of us, the more that our ranks swell. And it's exactly what's happening. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to pull our tour back up, and we're going to finish this conversation really quick. You got sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We will be right back after this break with our friend Artur.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe on that page. Go to social media platforms. Join us. You can watch us. If you're listening to us in one of the 158 cities across the United States of America, or perhaps one of the 53 countries, first of all, we thank you for that. Second of all, that's where you'll always find us, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe or go over to beforeitsnews.com. We're up on the top left of the page. Click onto it. Join us on social media platforms. We have Artur Pavlovsky with us right now, the pastor that was arrested there in Canada. Again, just giving you a little bit of a recap. We had him on about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, and interestingly enough, he was sharing with us how he was being harassed by the police out there. And now he's been arrested, and he just shared with us that he was followed home by a helicopter. That's interesting. They want to make an example out of him. What they don't realize is that what it tells us in the book of scripturally and spiritually understanding, friends, in the book of Exodus chapter 1, verse 12, what does it tell us? But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. And they were grieved because of the children of Israel, God's fighters. And what we have here, my friends, is Artur Pavlovsky, who is a fighter, who is bold, forward to danger. Proverbs 28, verse 1. He's doing this stuff. This is real leadership. And real leaders are those that follow Christ and they stay closest to him. And that's what I see in my friend Artur. And so, without further ado, our tour. I also want to ask you, is there a website that you would desire people to come to? Is there a link? Is there a page where they can support you? You can go ahead and give us that information right now, if you will, please.
Yes, www.streetchurch.ca, streetchurch.ca, and people can help using PayPal over there or send me an e-transfer art at streetchurch.ca as well. And, of course, if you want to send a check, you can text me or, you know, send me an email. I'll provide you with the address. We are right now having three lawyers that are doing an amazing job trying to figure it out what is going on with this abuse of power and lawlessness right now within the country. And we're going to hire a new set of lawyers as well to file lawsuits against those villains who want to be tyrants. So that's presently what I'm raising funds for, to hire a set of lawyers to start filing lawsuits against the Premier, the Minister of Justice, the Police Department, and you know, a number of other media outlets, and the Mayor of the City of Calgary. So that's what's happening right now. We're pushing back. I have to, like I said before, I have to figure it out how to do this without me being eliminated from the fight, because that's what they want. We are becoming more and more powerful. We have 11 candidates in the upcoming election, and the government is realizing that we can actually, we have a chance to clean the swamp, to clean the corruption. More and more people are joining. We have thousands of people showing up during our rallies and protests. So they outlaw rallies and protests, and they are arresting anyone that dares to speak against corruption. So that's what we are facing right now. We have to find a way what to do from this moment. But I'm telling you, there's lots of people in this country that is rising up right now when they saw how a pastor that has zero record of violence being treated simply not for plotting terrorist attack, not for planting bombs and smuggling drugs and guns into the country, but simply opening door for the church. And the people are disgusted. Even the enemies are turning right now to us and saying, look, this, you know, I don't like you, but this is wrong.
That's right. That's right. And this is exactly what I'm talking about, Arturo. The more that they assail you, the more your ranks are swelling. I got to tell you this, Arturo. You no sooner, I should say this, no sooner did you get arrested, and this was across media outlets instantaneously, regardless of how they put it, good, bad, or ugly. It was actually William from Salvation Army, William Booth, who said, listen, if the media gives me good press or it gives me bad press, it all works for the church. And that is exactly what happened. So we were all on it. We have people all over the country that were all on it. And we caught this right away. So you have America watching what's going on with you as well, my friend. So I want you to be encouraged. Not that you find your strength in men, and I understand men. Jesus didn't commit himself because he understood what was in man. But the fact of the matter is the Lord's got his lights on all over the world right now, watching as to how this is going to transpire. So they themselves need to be careful in the process of how they want to set an example of you as well. And that's what I want to ask you finally, too, Arturo. What do you suspect the outcome's going to be? And I got to say this before you give us the answer. What I love about what I'm seeing and hearing with you, my friend, is the fact that you're not suffering their abuses. You can only oppress a people for so long before they stand up. Arturo, you're standing up right now. And the fact of the matter is I wish everybody understood that concept, that it's justice that guards our liberties. And just because they've been given a position of representation doesn't give them the right to violate the laws that they themselves are to uphold, and you see it for what it is, so you're taking it back at them. So with that, I applaud you, and it reminds me of Isaiah 26, verse 9, when my judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. If that message is not sent, that we will not tolerate these crimes, they're going to go ahead and be encouraged by adding strength to more tyrants and tyrannies as the days roll out in front of us, but you're putting a stop to it. So I want to tell you that is the heart of God, and I could go through scriptures, but for the sake of time, I want you to go ahead and end this piece out as to how you suspect that this is going to all transpire.
Well, I hope lots of people rise up. That's what I'm waiting for. I mean, you know, I, with my brother, for 14 months, we are paying a high price. We have been hunted down by authorities, 29 tickets so far, many trials await us. Now I'm facing three court orders with my brother David. So it's no fun. Lots of money is going now into the lawyers. However, I believe that because of all of this, more and more people will rise up, more and more people will get courage, and that's what I'm hoping for. I want to see the army rising up. I need police officers to come out, doctors, nurses,
Amen.
And other people saying, like, listen, this is not right what is happening. We know the truth. We are willing to pay the price as well. We can't win this alone. We need the people to rise up. We need Canadians to stand up and start speaking against this tyranny. And I said to my brother David, I said, we have to wait a little bit and see how the people will respond, because if they're not willing to pay the price, we cannot be eliminated from the fight just to make a point. We have to be operational. We have to keep speaking, keep educating people. So we have to see how the lawyers are going to unfold everything and tell us what and how we are to proceed from here. But no matter what is going to happen in the near future, we know that they can't keep that lie forever. There's so many people coming out right now, left and right, telling the people what's really going on. So they can keep the lie for a while, but now they're realizing they cannot keep doing this forever.
That's right.
I think that's why there is this pushback. That's why they are trying to speed up the process to enslave the people, because there's too much truth coming out and they're terrified of this.
That's right. Augustine said this. He said, the truth is like a lion. It doesn't need to be defended. Just let it loose and it will defend itself. That's what's happening right now, Artur. And in ending, I just want to let you know, and you got a whole lot of people listening right now, getting a lot of responses on social media platforms. Just one of them. You have the support of this ministry. Now, I know what happens when it hits the fan or the trial comes to the fire. Many flee. But as Paul said, he goes, you know, I expect this, but I didn't expect from you. While others fled, the Lord stood with me and he strengthened me. So I just want you to know that that's who's standing with you. We're standing with you. You can take it for what it is, but I'm giving you my action, not my lip service. And the fact of the matter is, I want you to know that if you need anything, you have my cell phone number. We are linked together on Messenger. You let me know and we will do our best to get help to you as soon as we possibly can. And we love you in action here, not just words, okay? We will love you in action here, and you can go ahead and test us on that, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You got it. Thank you, Artur. And let's stay in touch, okay, my friend? What I want to do is I want you people to hear this. There's a video that I've been playing on social media platforms, but I want you, this is him being arrested, Artur, and his brother being arrested, but I want you to hear the audio. I was playing this during our interview with Artur, but I want you to hear it for yourself as to what's being said, because there was people that were filming and actually standing up for him right off the bat. Check this out. During the arrest, this is what's going on. This is him in his car. Now listen carefully.
Can you just stay in the car? Please stay back.
Dave, you're not recording.
He's being arrested on his knees on wet platforms, namely the wet highway in the middle of the road, so everybody can see what's going on. Little do these people know what they're doing, friends. They're reaping this judgment upon their own heads. Artur is calling him Gestapo, and of course the police are saying, well, we're just doing our job. No, they're not doing their job. The guy that's filming's walking around asking.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.